reading is in 1 Ephesians, or let's just say Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose in us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him in love. He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this blessed Sabbath day. And each one that's here, and Heavenly Father, we have some that had to leave and some that have not made it. And Lord, we ask Your blessings on them as they are at home and about the things that they have to do. And Heavenly Father, we ask that Your Holy Spirit tug at their hearts right now and let them know of Your love and Your mercy for them. And Heavenly Father, bless these words that we speak. Let them be helpful to us as You would have. And in the name of Your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask, and amen. And today, the title of my message to you is The Traveler. And I would like to read as my text again, the verse 7 of Ephesians 1. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace. And I say thank you to the Lord. Thank you to Almighty Merciful God that He has the forgiveness that is spoken of in His Word, that He has the loving kindness and the mercies that is spoken of that we know. And thanks to Him for His eternal plan of providing the perfect sacrifice for our sins or for our trespasses. It is only through the blood of His only begotten Son, Yeshua, only through the most perfect sacrifice in that particular year, the perfect sacrificial Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, shed His blood for us for the remission of sins. For those of His family that recognizes this and calls upon Him for that forgiveness. The Bible is a guidebook mapping the road to an eternal home. But travelers, as they go along the pathway leading to this eternal home, they must follow directions and they must read to know the will of God and to know the right way, the right route to get to the eternal home that we know is there for us, that we know Yeshua is in the process of making for the family of God right now. Some people claim various reasons as to why they think that they're going to get to heaven, that they're going to reach their final destiny, and that it is the eternal home that is waiting for them, that God has prepared for you. That some even think that just believing that God exists is enough to ensure that they have their place in the eternal home. But those paths, many times, are not verified by God's holy word. The only road leading to God's eternal home is faith in His only begotten Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the eternal plan that God had, that He be the perfect sacrificial Passover Lamb of God for all of God's creation, for all of humankind. When we look at Scripture, as we are travelers along the road, there are landmarks that lets us know that we're on the right path, that we're on the route that leads to our eternal home. Points when there is awareness of Christ and our need for Him. Have you ever thought, as you read God's Word and study, and we have our Torah studies each Sabbath, have you ever considered that God called Abraham all the way back to Abraham? God called him to leave his earthly home and to start as a traveler along that route that would lead to the promised land, the land that God had for his people, for Abraham and the ones that were to follow Abraham, Abraham's descendants. And who are you? You are one of Abraham's descendants. And as we travel along that road that would lead us to our eternal home, the first landmark is the recognition that there's something missing in my life. There's a piece of the chain that I can't feel complete without. I need something more than me. I cannot do it alone. I cannot provide all that I need. Why was I born? What purpose is my life? Where am I going? How is it going to end? And each person, when they travel along that route that leads to their eternal home, they at some point realizes that I need something more and that I have sinned and come short of what's expected of me. And let's look at Isaiah 53 and 6 and see what instructions that gives us. Isaiah 53 and 6. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him through the blood of Jesus Christ, and that only the penalty has been paid for our sins. Only through the sacrifice, only through the blood, only through the eternal plan of your Creator do we have this master plan working itself toward completion. Each of us has turned to his own way. Do you see how that fits into the Torah study this morning? And how the Lord requires us to be true to him. God the Father wants us to be obedient and true to him. And if not, then we will be corrected and hopefully turned around and hopefully come to our senses and get back on the road that leads to our eternal home. Let's look at Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Maybe that's why we have a feeling of being incomplete or a feeling of something missing is until we realize God's plan for us and for mankind and how this was satisfied in the debt of the penalty for sin being paid by the death and the blood of Yeshua. Only someone under the convicting power of the Holy Spirit recognizes that sin is what separates us from God. Sin separates you from God. Sin is the transgression of the law. We are required by God to obey the law. When we don't, we sin. The penalty for sin is death, and that penalty must be covered. And it was and it is for all that recognize God's master plan. Turning to Him for forgiveness of our shortcomings. Let's look at John 9 and 31. John 9 and 31. We know that God does not hear sinners. But if anyone is God-fearing and does His will, He hears him. You can read that same verse in your own Bible, and it's going to read the same way. You might ask, well, how can a person be saved? Then sinners are the ones who usually calls on God. Well, don't you know that God knows everything? He knows a sinner's heart. He knows a sinner's mind. He knows who it is that is calling on Him. If anyone is God-fearing, and He knows if you are, and does His will, He knows what you want to do, God hears him. When the spiritual seeker has this awareness about sin, he's accountable for his response. Each of us, when we know what sin is, we need to call on God to help us stay away from that, avoid it. Landmark number two, after realizing that there's something missing in your life, there's a void, there's a missing link, and that needs to be recognized and it needs to be satisfied. We are sinners. We have been. And we need to know that God requires obedience to His commands, avoidance of sin. And as we realize that we have done something wrong or short of what God requires, then we need to know He's a merciful and forgiving God. And we need to know that what is required is that we recognize doing wrong and then recognize the solution, calling upon the mercy of God and pleading the blood of Christ that the penalty and debt for sin has been paid. You realize these shortcomings as the first landmark, and then you get to the next one, which lets you know that Jesus, Yeshua, is the only perfect human being that has ever lived. He led a sinless life. Yeshua was and is perfect. His sinless sacrifice on the cross bridges the gap between the Father and His creation. Our Savior paid the penalty for all sins. And we have to recognize that that is part of the plan of God. And that's why we have to call on Him for forgiveness when we come short. Landmark number three. You realize that you're coming short. You realize there's a plan, there's a way. And that's to recognize that God has provided a sacrifice. And so you ask the Father that He gives you Jesus. He gives you Jesus in your life. The defining moment on the journey is the point when the traveler believes Jesus is who He claimed to be. Belief has to be accompanied by repentance, a turning away from old sins. You not only recognize what is sin, but you turn away from it. So it's not only knowing what is true and what is not true. It's not only having faith, but it is also that you don't continue in the same way that you were. You don't do the same things. You don't live the same way. You turn to God for forgiveness, and then you also rely on Him to help you live the better life and keep you on the road that you should be on, the road that leads to our heavenly home. The pilgrim is given a brand new nature and is welcome into God's family. When all of these landmarks has been satisfied as you travel along the road to your destiny, to being accepted into the family of God. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. We're talking about starting over. Starting over as you realize and accept God's plan for your life. The rebirth. And as you are reborn spiritually, each day of your life is new. And you want to live for God. You want to be more like Him and less like your old self. Let's look at John 1 and 12. John 1 and 12. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name. Are you a child of God? Do you claim God as your Father? Yeshua as your elder brother? Do you claim the plan of God for your life? Then you are one of God's family. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God. even to those who believe in His name. God is our Father. We seek to obey His Word. And just as He is our Father, He recognizes us as His children. We need to ask ourselves, are we on the road? Are we a traveler that is on the route that leads into the family of God, that leads to the eternal home? And I would like to close with reading a couple of verses that perhaps are also keys to let you know, am I staying on the right road? Do I know that I'm on the right road, doing the right things that leads to Yahweh and Yeshua? Let's look at Romans 3:24. Being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Are we redeemed by the precious blood of Yeshua? We are. Let's look at John 3:15. So that whosoever believes will in Him have eternal life. Do you believe? Do you accept God's plan? Do you accept Yahweh as your Father, Yeshua as your elder brother, and want to be in their family? Let's look at Galatians 3:26. Galatians 3:26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. That should definitely satisfy any problem of insecurity of yours. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Let's go down to 29. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise. And just as the promise was made to Abraham, you as a descendant have the same promise. You are heirs. You are Abraham's descendants. Let's look at Isaiah 65:17-18. Isaiah 65:17-18. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem for rejoicing and her people for gladness. Don't you look forward to that day in which God creates new heavens and a new earth, and we are with Him forever and ever, and Jerusalem has rejoicing and gladness? Let's skip down to 24 and 25. It will also come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will graze together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and dust will be the serpent's food. They will do no evil or harm in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. I don't think we've reached that point in time yet. I think that is in, hopefully, our future. As we as travelers stay on the road that leads to God's family and the eternal home that He has planned for us. Mansions in heaven await you. If you would, stand with me and let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you for each one that's here, Lord, and we thank you for the instructions that we receive in your word as we travel along our life's road. And Heavenly Father, go with each one and bless them. Bless the ones that are not here. Comfort them. Be with them. Let them feel your presence. And Heavenly Father, through Yeshua's name, we ask all these things. And amen. Let's read the blessing of God to us and us to each other. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. I believe I'll ask Bob if he will do our blessing for a food.